Okay, Shalom uvracha to everybody. Shavua Tov. Welcome back to our Shmiras HaLashon class learning. First class after Chag HaPesach. I hope everyone had a meaningful and uplifting Yom Tov. Let us get right into our learning. We'll begin with the Tefillah Al Hadibur. Yubanu Sha'olam, Yiratzva Fenecha, Rechem Vechana, Shetazakeni Haim, Uchal Yom, Ishmar Pilu Shanim, Leshan Har Rechilis, Azaram Ledabar Filash Yachi, Vekosh Kena Kaisa. O chelik mehem, because came Mitzrayim, amidos of Shalakosh Baruch Hu, Ezarame davar divrei sheker, chanufa machokas ka'as gaira, o nas tvarim, habanis panim leitzadis, v'chol divar asr, v'zakeni shol davar kim davar hatzari, chelidane gufi, v'nafshi, v'yu kol me'asai, v'diburai, l'shem shamayim, amen v'amen. We are learning as always, as zecher nishmas, and l'uluin nishmasam, tzvi gerasham, ben yov v'chana lavasham, as well as l'uluin nishmas, and the zecher nishmas, zevov ben yirshai lavasham, may both nishamas have alios and zechira satov, and the merit of these divrei Torah that we will share today. Your permission is chus for refuah shleima for bracha v'gaya basracha gita v'soch she'archa v'yisrael. So let's get right into our Shmiras HaLashon learning. So this week's parashas kedoshim. So since this week's parashas kedoshim, we are reminded of many mitzvos bein adam lechaveiro. The first rashi to parashas kedoshim tells us that this parasha is so important that it was said by Hakel at a gathering of the entire assembly of Klal Yisrael, because everyone had to hear, everyone had to learn, everyone had to integrate into their psyche the mitzvos of this parasha that teach us really what you might think is common sense. Lo serech v'chel b'amecha, lefnei iver lo sitein michsha, lo tisna sechicha b'vavecha, lo sekal ha'cheirish, v'hafta recha kamocha, lo sikum v'lo sitaras b'nei amecha, v'hafta seger, v'pnei zir v'tokum, v'darta p'nei zakin. So we have so many mitzvahs, peah, lekat, shechicha, being kind to the convert, and the poor person who has less, loving the convert. So many mitzvahs that we might think are common sense, and yet clearly, like someone said to me a number of years ago, common sense is not common. So the Torah has to delineate for us how to be a mensch and how to interact with our fellow men. And one of these major mitzvahs that we have in this week's parasha is those serech v'chel b'mechras, parashas kadosh and perikir tes, pasuk tes zayin. So I'm going to begin right away by screen sharing that with you. I prepared it over here. Okay, so you should see that I am in Vayikra Perikitas. Yes, thank you so much. Okay, perfect. So here we have the mitzvah. I'm just getting my pointer. All right. So for example, here we have Lo ta'ashok esra'echa, you shall not cheat your fellow. Velo tigzo, you shall not steal. Velo salin pulas sachrit chababoker, you shall not keep the wages of a day worker over with you until the morning. So you owe somebody money that day, they did work for you, make sure to pay them. O sekala chirish, you should not curse a deaf person, before a blind person, you should not put a stumbling block. Yeresem el kecha, I am Hashem, lo sasu avo b'mishpa, do not corrupt justice, velo tisa pnei dal, do not favor the face of a poor person. In other words, just because he's poor, don't make him the outcome for him righteous and justice. Velo taratar pnei god, on the other hand, don't say, how could I embarrass a rich person? I'm going to make him the correct party. But you have to judge with righteousness, with truth, with justice. Here we go. This is where I want to get to. Lo seleichachil b'mecha. You should not be a gossip monger amongst your people. Velo samarol damreecha. You should not stand idly by while your brother's blood is being shed. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. So here we have a major prohibition in the Torah that teaches us that it is an isra daraisa to go about gossip mongering amongst our people. So we're going to begin by looking at Rashi, which you have here on the side of the screen for you. So Rashi teaches us as follows, just moving all my scrim to where I need them to be. Okay. So Rashi teaches as follows, which I put here on the screen for you. I have my Rashi here. Okay. Lo se lechachil. You should not be a gossip monger amongst your people. Okay. Omer ani, I say, says Rashi, al shem shakol mishalchi midonim umisapri lashon harhochim bibatei re'ehem l'ragel ma'yiru ra o ma'yishmu. Rashi sees, and he's going to tell it to us straight out, that rachiel with a chof is related to ragil, reish chof lamed, the shorish of being this gossip monger. The chof, and Rashi's going to say beferish, can be interchanged with, can be switched out with the gimel. Rashi says any sound that is made in the same place, the chof and the gimel, make a chof and a gimel. They both are guttural sounds that the origin is in your throat. So since the chof, say it to yourself, you're on mute. Chof, so just so you know what I'm talking about, chof, gimel. they emanate from the same space. So Rashi says that they can be interchanged with each other. So Rachil is from Ragel, someone who goes spying out. So that's exactly what Rashi says. Or I say, says Rashi, that kol mishalchim midarem u'misabrei loshen hara hochim bibatei re'em liragel ma'yirura or ma'yishmura lisaper b'shuk. What does this mean? All those who instigate bad will, mishalchim midarem, they instigate bad will. And what do they want to do? Misabrei loshen hara. They are speakers of loshen hara. Hochim bibatei re'em. They go to the houses of their friends. Why do they go there? Liragel, to spy out. Rachel is related to Ragel. Switch the chaf with the gimel. They spy out what bad things they see. Oh my yishmura, or what bad things they hear in that house. What is the point of the saper b'shuk? They want to take it to the marketplace. They come to someone else's house. They see the goings on in that home, and then they go to WhatsApp, and then they go to Instagram, whatever it's called, X, and then they go to Twitter. I don't know which is called which. And then they go to a friend, and then they go Rachman al Santa Simcha, and they start telling people in the shuk, i.e. the marketplace in a public space, what they saw in that house. They are raglei lashon hara. Their feet carry them to spy out is gossip, and then they go and retell it. Nikrim hochei rachil. They are called those who are hochel rachil, hochel regila. It's the same show, as Rashi says. It's the same word. They go about gossiping. They go about spying. And in old French, Rashi often quotes and explains words in old French, espiment, as piment, and the article footnote says in modern French, espionage, or the act of spying. Uri'iladvarai, and a proof for my word, says Rashi, shalom atzinu rechilu she'en kasu b'lashon licha. Every time the Torah warns us about being a rochel, a gossip monger, it also talks about being a holeich, someone who goes. So Rashi's proof is that Rachil is always put next to Holchei Rachil, being someone who goes about gossipmongering. So what does this mean? You go to one place, you see what's happening, you take the wares to another place, you go to another place. Holchei Rachil. It's not just Rachil, it's Lo Seileich Rachil. You are someone who goes about gossiping. What does that mean, goes about? You go to place A and tell it over in place B. You go to place C, you tell it over in place D. And Rashi says, when it comes to other forms of Lashon, there's no Lashon Halicha in regard to other forms of Lashon Hara. Lo Seileich Rachil, Holchei Rachil, Nechoshu Sebrazo, for Mirmiyahu, Ushar Lashon Hara, Ein Kasu Bahalicha. But there are other forms of negative evil speech, and it doesn't say about them Holeich, that they are people who go. Only by Rechil, Reish Chav Lamed, does it have the distinct honor of being put next to the word holeich or soleich, someone who goes about. So we see that this is like a peddler who goes about collecting wares. This person goes about, holchei, he walks, he goes to someone else, he collects negativity. Do you know what I saw in such and such house? Do you know how so-and-so behaved? Do you know the food that they serve in Shabbos? Do you know how they speak to their children? They go around and they start telling this to other people. So what he's doing is bringing you three proofs from Tehillah, where you do not see the Lashon Hara or the Lashon in connection with Holeich. It's only when it comes to a Rachil, which is a Rogel, a spy, that you have Hochei, because just like a spy goes from place to space to spy things out, Moshe sent the spies to check out the land of Israel, the Miraglim, and ironically they came back as Misapre Lashon Hara, they were Hochei Ragil, and they became Hochel Rachil. When it comes to other forms of Lashon, you don't see this to'ar, this description of being someone who goes from place to place. I'm just going to make a shalach almighty, okay? Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Olam Shahakol, Nehiya Bidvarav. Achein ani omer, and therefore I say, Shaloshon holeich umiragel, the tongue, Hochei Rachil, the Lashon, the tongue goes about and it goes spying. Shahakaf nechlafes begimel. This is what I told you before. You can switch the chav of Rochel with a gimel. Shakola osio shemotzei mimakom echad mesechaf ezo bezo. Beis bepe, beis pe. They're both made by lips. Beis pe. Chav Gimel. They're both made by the throat. He says it right here. V'gimel, v'chaf, v'kuf. It's also nun, lamed, nun, lamed. Make the sounds, make the shape. These are the examples that Rashi is giving you. And you see, nun, lamed. They form them in the same place. Your tongue gets the teeth. Zayin, tzadi. Put your teeth together. It's very, very interesting. So Rashi says, when you have these letters, because they're made in the same place, he gave us a few examples, they can be switched. That's what Rashi said. Chaf with gimel in your throat. Bays, pay, your lips. Kuf, nun, again, kuf, nun, emanating in the same place. Lamed, kuf, I'm sorry. Gimel, chaf, kuf. Gimel, chaf, kuf. I'll make it in your throat. Nun, lamed, same place by your teeth and tongue. Zayin, tzadi. As you're listening to the shir, do it like I'm doing. You'll see. That's what Rashi is telling us. It's a lesson in Lashon HaKodesh. Zayin, tzadi. Your teeth are closed, your tongue is against them. So therefore, these letters can be switched with each other. And therefore, Rashi says, Rachil is Rogel, because you're a spyer. You're going to spy. You're as deceitful, as secretive, as sly as the spy. Because you're really going to that house to pick up the wares and to go and peddle them somewhere else. Let's just go to the end of the Rashi, and then he quotes Targum Onkelos. 1 second, where is it? Where am I? Here we go. I'm trying to find it on the screen for you. The Targum Malosa Kutzrim. I can't find where he starts to quote Targum Onkelos. This is just for purpose of screen share. Okay, I'm going to stop the screen share for you. Maybe it's not here totally on the screen. I don't know. So weird. It might not be, I don't know. Let's just go. Okay. Targum Onkelos. I'm quoting from my Chumash with Rashi. The Targumo, Targum Onkelos. So what, I wanted to show you Targum Onkelos. I stopped screen sharing, so I'm just going to tell it to you. How does Targum Onkelos interpret Lo Seilech Rechiel? So if you look in the Chumash, you would see that Targum Onkelos says, Lo Seichu Kurtzin, which means do not eat of winking, like winking. Kimo, and he quotes Psukim from Daniel, where they slandered the Jews and they ate in the house of the king, and there was winking. Winking. So when someone is a holeich rachio, Targum Onkelos says, lo seichu kurtzin, literally means do not eat of winking. Nira ba'ena, it appears in my eyes, says Rashi, shahaya mishpatam, what was the practice? La'achol, they would have a meal together. Where bevesim akabal devrem shum hal ata. They would have a mouthful in the house of one who received their words of gossip. So you would have a meal together, and it was like an affirmation of the gossip that was being spoken about. V'hu gemar chizuk, and it is a sign of the final affirmation. The gemar means the end, and chizuk is a strengthening. So when the conversation is over, and we have a meal together, and we sit with our body language, and we wink to each other, it's an affirmation of what has been said. Shedvarav mekuyamim, that your words are upheld, your words are authentic. V'yamidim ala emes, and he could vouch for their truth. But also halata, and that mouthful where the words of Lashon Hara that someone speaks, the Holeich Rechiel, are verified from house to house. Nikris, it's called Achilles Kurtzin, the eating of winking. And it is related to the expression, he winks with his eyes, which is a pasuk from Mishlei. Shekein derech kol holchi rechiel. This is the way of all those about go about gossiping. The krotz be'inim, to wink with their eyes. The lirmos divrei richulusan, to communicate by means of gesture their gossip. Lirmos, like to hint at it, not to say it outright. I'm just winking my eye, just rolling my eyes. I'm just frowning. I'm just making a face when that person walks into the room. Shelo yavinu shara sholmim. Oh, such a deceitful way of transmitting negativity about somebody else. It's through body language. And we affirm our words through a meal of winking or rolling the eyes or whatever other kind of negative facial expression will communicate your negativity and your feelings about this person. But I do it by way of remes, by illusion, so that the other people present will not understand. It's this between me and you. Me and you have a secret about this person. I want to communicate something negative about this person, and I do it through a degree of body language so that nobody else can understand, but you and I can understand what is being said. This is the evil of the Holeich Rechiel, which is a miragel. It is someone who goes about And Holech Rashi says is only by a rochel, because he is like a ragel. He's like a spy, just like a spy walks around from place to place. So to the person who collects his wares from place to place to go spread it at other places, then we can swish the chaf with the gimel, like Rashi has taught us. That means that this is someone who is no different than a spy, and he takes his wares from place to place, and it goes about gossip mongering in the marketplace. It was just by my brother's house on Shabbos. One of my boys picked up the sefer. It's called 100 Years of Torah. Ask my brother if I could just borrow it. 100 Years of Torah. Insights and inspiration from the life and practices of the Rosh Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik V'Kol Shevracha, Rav HaGadol, Rav Gershon Edelstein, Zatzal. So it's distributed by Israel Bookshop Publication, Sufta Publication. Okay. So we were flipping through it. So I'm going to read this to you. A vignette on a teaching, a very short teaching from Rav Gershon Zatzal. Someone asked Rav Gershon which mitzvah he should work on improving. Rav Gershon Edelstein replied, Shmiras HaLashon. The person asked, does this mean I should make sure to learn Hilchos Shmiras HaLashon daily? Rav Gershon answered, you don't need to do anything, just stop speaking Lashon Hara. But I repeat it again. Someone asked Rav Gershon which mitzvah he should work on improving. The reply was Shmiras HaLashon. The person then said, does that mean I should make sure to learn Hilchos Shmiras HaLashon daily? Rav Gershon replied, no, you don't need to do anything. Just stop speaking Lashon Hara. It reminds me of what I've told you in the past. My brother once asked Rav David Marcus. He was in Eretz Yisrael. So I asked Talmid Chacham, his grandfather was Rav Aaron Salvechuk Zatzal. My brother once asked Rav David Marcus, what should I do about Lashon Hara? Rav Marcus says, what do you mean, what should you do? Don't speak it. And finally, third thing, Rav Salvechik, it's brought down the Sefer, the Rav Thinking Aloud, by Rabbi David Holzer, transcripts of teachings of Rav Salvechik. Salvechik is brought down in that Sefer, said, you want to know what Lashon Hara is? Anything you enjoy speaking about somebody else, that's Lashon Hara. So Gershon told someone to work on Shmiras HaLashon. So the person said, should I learn Hilchos Shmiras HaLashon? Or Gershon said, you don't need to do anything, just don't speak Lashon Hara. Rav David Marcus said, what do you mean, what should you do about Lashon Hara? Don't talk her. And the Rav Zatzal, Rav David Marcus's great uncle, the Rav Zatzal said, if you want to know Lashon Hara, is anything you enjoy speaking with somebody else around? She says that someone who is a Holeich Rachil is someone who is a Miragel. He's really a spy. And then he spies. He walks from place to place, peddling the wares of Lashon Hara. And they have a meal of affirmation in someone's home where they sit together, they eat, and that final spoonful where they affirm the words of the negativity of the poisonous speech is called the meal of winking. And it's done specifically, Rashi says, through body language so that other people present will not understand or will not know what's going on. And that's why perhaps the rest of the pasuk, I think, I don't know, the rest of the pasuk tells you that someone who does speak Lashon Hara, someone who is a Holeich Rachil, is someone who spills his brother's blood. And that's why these two parts of the psukim are connected. Lo seleich v'chil ba'mecha, should not be a gossip monger amongst your people. The next lav is lo sa'amod adam re'echa, do not stand by over your brother's blood. Ani Hashem, it's exactly right, Nancy. Body language is extremely powerful, and that's what Rashi's saying. That we have ways to convey negative speech without actually speaking. And that is part of the prohibition. So when we make eye gestures or facial expressions or hand motions, you might think, I'm not speaking Lashon Hara. You don't need to actually be speaking something negative about someone to actually be transgressing Lo Seleich V'chil Ba'mecha. And therefore, I think, the second half of the pasuk is Lo Sa'amod Al Dam Re'echa. What does it mean? Do not stand by over your brother's blood. Why are these two lavin, these two Isra D'Oraisa, Lo Sa'asei put right next to each other? Because they're totally related to each other. If you are a Holeich Rachil, a Holeich Ragel, you're going to be someone who shed your brother's blood. You are going to be standing by. We learned in an Erechim that Lashon Hara is akin to murder. This is a person who's going to be standing idly by watching his brother's blood being shed. But if you are not a Holeich Rachil, you will not be standing by over your brother's blood. And then, Ani Hashem, you will always know that I am Hashem. I want to quote what the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, just at the end of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh points out something very interesting. First he quotes the Zohar and he says it's a big secret and you should see it in the Zohar. So I don't know what the secret is. I don't have the Zohar. I didn't look it up. But I'll tell you what the question is. It's an interesting question. Lo Seleich Rachil. If Rachil means Ragel, then this statement is redundant. Seleich and Ragel, like from Raglayim, it's actually redundant. That's not my point. That's what the Aruch Chaim is pointing out. So I'll tell you, it's common to the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on the Chumash. The term Rachil is related to Rechilus, tail bearing, causing animosity between people by telling one person what another has done or said to harm him or about others. However, literally it means one who goes about. Like we said, Rashi says Rachil is Ragel. Ragel is from the word Raglayim. It's from the word spy, but that's because spy and Raglayim, spies use their Raglayim. That's why Meraglim and Raglayim have the same Shorash, because spies use their Raglayim to get from place to place. So if Rachil is related to Ragel, to go about, then Seleich Rachil is redundant. It's a double phrase saying the same thing. He goes from one person to another spreading harmful tales. Accordingly, the phrase Lo Seleich Rachil, literally you should not go about as one who goes about. Lo Seleich, you should not go about. Rachil, one who goes about, if it means Ragel. It seems redundant. Perhaps this is the art school introduction to the Aruch Chaim. Perhaps it should have said, Lo tihi rachil. You should not be one who goes about. Lo seleich rachil seems redundant. So this is actually a question of the Zohar. First he cites the Zohar, and it is the Zohar who noted the double wording of the phrase going about as rachil. These two terms are synonymous. But he doesn't say, he just says, Ramu derech sod, and it's explained in a matter of a secret, the esoteric knowledge of Kabbalah, and you should see the words there. Okay, but it's as Zohar points out, Soleich and Rachil are really redundant. Because Soleich is to go, and Rachil is Ragel, and it also means to walk. So what you're saying is, you should not be one who goes about. So why is it a double Lashon? So then, at the end of the Aruch Chaim, I'm going to quote his last shot. He quotes the Zohar, which I didn't look up, and I don't have. Okay, but the Aruch Chaim says something I want to share with you. What does this mean? By saying you should not bring forth tale-bearing amongst your people, what are we saying? Shalo yachzik b'yedei medabrei lashon hara. You should not strengthen the hands of those who are speaking lashon hara or rechilas. Article notes, for example, by showing you enjoy their gossip. So let's say you say, this is very practical. Let's say you say, I'm not the one who's speaking. They're speaking to me. I'm not doing anything wrong. But by your body language or your comments or your face or your smile, you are conveying that you enjoy their gossip. What do you do when you convey that you enjoy their gossip? What happens to the person who's gossiping? They are encouraged to gossip more. So in other words, you could transgress. You are one who is going about encouraging the one who is going about. Why? Because you are showing, you are being machzik, you are strengthening. So you are one who goes about strengthening the one who goes about. And that is also a love. You're also not allowed to do that. So when someone comes and speaks Lashon Hara, you have to figure out a way to show your disapproval, whether it's immediately, if you have no other way, say, I have a phone call, I have to use the facilities. That could you say is a cop-up, but let's say you really feel like you can't get away from there. If you really, if you feel, you could say, we can't discuss this, it's Lashon Hara, this is making me uncomfortable, whatever. If you can't, I'm not a rav, I'm not giving up sock. I'm saying you have to figure out some way to extricate yourself from the situation, because if you encourage the gossip, you are the one who's going about, encouraging the one who is going about. And then you are transgressing as well. So do not strengthen the hands of the one who is speaking the Lashon Hara. Do not show you enjoy their gossip. Because you are causing him to continue to spread the Rechil. Through this, through encouraging their words, whoso babe. Like Sivivan, sub, you're causing literally them to go around. So you are one who is going about, encouraging the one who is going about. Seileich rachil. Umayla lava kashiv kilu hu holeich rachilizah. And if you encourage that person, whether it's through laughing or for affirming their words or through winking, to go back to what Rashi said, or through asking to hear more, or you could tell in your body language that you're interested in what is being said, then the Torah considers it as if you are the one who was the Holeich Rechilas. Now, you could say, I wasn't doing anything, I was just sitting at the table. But it's very clear that you're enjoying and you are encouraging those words. And now the Torah considers it like you are the one who went, and you are the one who is Holeich Rechilas, Liyot Siba. Because you are the reason, you are the Siba that person is continuing. You are encouraging his words. And therefore, we have to be very, very careful. Not only like we learned from Rashi, not only that we are forbidden to be the one who is the Holeich Ragil, The miragel, the one who goes from house to house and spreads the gossip, the one who sits down and has the meal of weeking. We have to make sure that our chaim is saying that you are the not, the one who goes about encouraging the one who goes about, because then it is going to be considered like your isher, it's going to be considered your aveira, because you are encouraging him to sin. Says Rav Gershon Edelstein. Zatzal, you should work on Shmiras HaLashon, said the man to Rav Gershon, should I learn Hilchos Lashon Hara? Rav Gershon said, you don't have to do anything. Just don't speak it. Okay, so we're talking about Gedolei Adar. Talking about the leaders for someone on that level, it's so clearly obvious that no, you should not learn, you should just not speak it. For Hamonam, for people like us, we have to learn to be mechazik ourselves and the things that we have to apply to our daily lives. Who wants to be the person who is, look what happened with the spies, the Meraglim that Moshe said, we're not up to them yet, but in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Yud Gimel, Moshe sent them, they were miraglim, and they became holchei rachil. I want to go to the Ramban. So we did Rashi, we did the Or HaChaim, we quoted Rav Gershon Edelstein Zatzal, Yibad HaChaim Pilvim Ruchim, Rav David Merkis, and Rav Salvechik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So now, let us go to the Ramban, which I put on the screen for you. Ah, oh, very nice. Nancy says, right before this class this morning, it was a professional setting, and she learned of a Lashon Hara situation right before class this morning in a professional setting, and I commented that nobody benefits here. They're very nice. So the point of Ireland, for people like us, I can't even say in the same sentence, but for people who are not on the level of the Gedolim, we do have to learn, because the learning is mechazik, it strengthens us, at least it strengthens me. I think to myself before I speak of our shiurim, and is it something I want to say or something that I do not want to say? For someone like a Gedolim, it's very pasha, you don't have to do anything, just don't speak Lashon Hara. For people like us, who often feel the Yetzer Hara, b'chol yom v'yom yitzvah shal adam miskaber alav, sukkah 52b, each and every day the Yetzer rises against a person, v'lma l'kosh baruch ozolar, enu yachol, v'Hashem wouldn't help us overcome the Yetzer, we would not be successful, but Hashem will only help us if we help ourselves. Balitar Messiah, Yuma 38, I believe. One who wants to be purified, he will be helped. So I have to show Hashem I want to be purified. How do I show Hashem I want to be purified? By delving into the topic, by learning about the topic, by struggling with my Yetzer Hara and telling him to go away. I'm not going to be either the one who goes about gossiping, the whole Leich Rachil, and I'm also not going to be, says the Or HaChaim, the one who goes about encouraging the one who goes about, because then I am the reason that he is continuing the speech, and I will be responsible for his speech. Rahman al-Litzlan. Let us go to the Ramban, which I just have to find. I think this is it. Okay, one second. Could you see that Ramban up here? Yeah, Millie, thank you so much. Millie, are you in Eretz Yisrael? Ashrayach. First of all, we're fortunate that you take our Torah all the way to Eretz Yisrael in real time. But also, Ashrayach, that you are Zocha to be where we should all be. Okay. The Ramban presents his own interpretation, which I scanned and I put on the screen so we could share it together. The Ramban presents his own interpretation of what Lo Seleich Rechil Bamecha means. Okay. So first of all, I told you, I didn't show you the Aramaic of Unklas. First, he's going to explain what our Targum Unklas says. Remember, I told you, if you look in the Chumash, I'm not going to stop the screenshot to do another screenshot, but if you look in the Chumash, you would see Lo Seleich Rechil Bamecha. So Targum Unklas says, Lo Seichul Kurtzin ba'amach. Now we already saw what Rashi says. Rashi says that seichul kurtzin ba'amach means don't have a meal of winking with your people. That's the Aramaic interpretation of this phrase. And Rashi explains for us what it means, that people sit together, they affirm their words, that mouthful of winking is the affirmation of the slanderous, negative, toxic speech that should not be said. Having rejected Rashi's understanding of their Aramaic expression, Ramban presents his own. Okay, so let's see what the Ramban says. Aval ikur lashon harbamis bechan einenu elo lashon hashmas kol. The Ramban adds a different dimension. So we saw Rashi and we saw the Or HaChaim. Each presents a different approach to understanding what this law of the race is. And now the Ramban introduces a new topic, a new idea for us. The Ramban says, Ikur Loshon Ha'aramis Bekan, the Ikur, the main part of this Aramaic expression here, is Einenu El Loshon Hashmas Kol. It means making a sound, or in Arshul's translation, uttering a sound. Hashmas Kol, making a voice. And then he gives examples of different places where you see, whether in the Gemara and Bava Basra and the Pasuk in Yeshayahu and a number of places in Yeshayahu, where it means just to raise your voice, making a sound. So it's not about the words, it's just making some sort of sound. In this case, Holeich Rachil in Aramaic, Seichul Kurtzin is a Nenu Ela Lashon Hashmas Kol, making your voice heard. Skip to where I underlined it for you. Okay. Vihinehu Lashon Kol Mashmia Kol. Regarding the Aramaic expression seichul kurtzin, and this is a term for an utterance of a sound, mashmiya kol, you let your voice be heard, which one makes his will known without articulating words. So you're going to say it's similar to Rashi, but Rashi spoke about body language. The Ramban is speaking about actually eliciting some kind of sound or voice or noise, but not even words. Like, let's say someone comes into the room and you grunt. Someone comes into the room and you sigh. You've elicited a sound. Oy. Or you roll your eye. No, that's Rashi. You make some sort of sound. You elicit some kind of sound. V'hinehu lashon kol mashmiya kol. And behold, we see here that this lashon is uttering a sound, mashmiya kol, hashmieni kolich, kolich, that's from Shirashirim, that's a positive, hashmieni kolich, you let your voice be heard, sheyodia chefzo, you let your desires be known, below chituch milus, you have not actually said any words. So that is another way that we communicate. Let's say someone comes into a room and you utter a sigh. Okay, you're sitting at the table, you're sitting at the kiddush, you're sitting in shul davening, whatever, and you, oi, and you let out some sort of sigh, or you let out some sort of groan, or I don't know, somebody snorts. Really, that is the Aramaic interpretation of what seichul kurtzin means, and that is another way that we can convey our negativity about a person. So what we're learning is very, very important here. It's not only about speaking the negative speech. Rashi says body language. Or Chaim says simply by encouraging the person. You are the one who goes about, encouraging one who goes about, and you are the Siba that he's continuing to speak, and it's going to be called on your name. And now the Ramban is saying it's eliciting a voice. He's explaining the Aramaic. So all these are added ways that we could transgress. So it's very frightening. I am not the one who said the words. But are you the one who rolled your eyes? Are you the one who winked? Are you the one who showed enjoyment on your face by enjoying what was being said? Are you the one who emitted the sigh? That's Rashi or Chaim and the Ramban, respectively. The Ramban now explains the Aramaic achilas kurtzin, gossiping or maligning. The derech harachilim lavo birabim olif nehemoshal. It is the way of those who are gossip mongers, rachilim, to come in public or to go before a ruler. The yahamu bigronam, they make sounds in their throat. The yikritzu beinehem, they wink with their eyes. Lirmos kishamudvar, to allude to the fact that they heard scandalous things. So first, what the Ramban is first doing is teaching you that this idea of the Aramaic seichul kurtzin is first of all, you have to know, emitting a sound, uttering some sort of sound. And the sound with one, which one makes, can articulate your will without even articulating the words. Now the Ramban says, how do we put this all together? V'derech ha-rechilim lavo birabim, it's the way of those who speak this gossip to come in public, olif nehemoshel, or before a ruler, the yahamu begronam, they sigh with their throat, they groan with their throat, that makes sense. The yikritzu beinehem, they make some sort of expression with their eyes, lirmos, to allude, kishamu dvar. They heard the words, ad sheyiftzeru bahem v'yagidu osam. This is very interesting. The Ramban is saying they don't say anything. But they come in and they stand in public, or they go before a ruler, and with certain allusions, sounds in their throat, expressions of their body language, they indicate that they have a secret. And everyone present understands they have something juicy, gossip to tell. But they don't say anything. But their eyes and their noises, the yehemu bigronam, allude to the fact that they know something about someone. Ad sheyiftzeru, they are urged Vayegidu osham, their urge to reveal their secret. So everyone around you could tell you know something. You know, these sources really teach us very powerfully the power of body language. All three sources teach us very much. Rashi, the meal of winking, that final mouthful, and you do it by winking, because remember the end of Rashi says so that others present won't hear your words. The Orach Chaim, you show with your face or your actions that you are encouraging the speaker, even without saying anything. And the Ramban is saying just by making sounds in your throat, you indicate, you're not speaking, you have a secret, you know something about someone, let's say somebody's name comes up, and you start making a certain facial expression or body language or sounds in your throat, indicating you know something, but you don't say, until you are urged to reveal what you know. That's why they're called in Aramaic, Ochle Kurtzin. Nohamim Birimazim. They make sounds which are hints, sounds of intimation, sounds of remes. I'm not saying anything straight out. The Unkus Tirgem Rechilis in Yano, the Chenshma, Belashan Arabis, and Unkus therefore rendered gossip mongering according to this idea. It's the Inyan of Rechilis. Unkus, he's saying, does not tell you the literal translation of the verse. Unkus is giving you the idea of what this lav d'oraisa conveys. Unkus was not interested in explaining to you the literal translation of the verse. Rather, when he says, lo seichu kurtzin, he is telling you, don't go about as one who makes these noises in your throat, of these expression with your eyes, or these remazim, these illusions of the hints, until you are urged to reveal your gossip. And Unkus, he says, is not interested in telling you the pasha pshat. He's not translating. He's giving you an idea of what this lav means. And he says that is Unkus's way, which is correct. Unkus is not a translation. Unkus is an interpretation of Chumash. V'chein darchotami, this is Unkus's way. Ki lahavin ha'inyan hu miskavin. Unkus wants you to... Unkus was a nephew of the emperor in the time of Rabbi Akiva, in the time of post-Churban Bayis Sheni, in the time of when the Romans ruled the land. And he ultimately converted and he became such a Ger Tzadek. Targum Unkus is printed in every copy of Chumash, and we do Shtai Mikra Ve'echa Targum, and his Divrei Torah continue to sustain us till this day. Unkus's goal is not to give you a translation. It's to teach you what the Chumash is saying. And here, that's what Unkus says. It means, according to the Ramban's pshat of Unkus, do not make noises in your throat by way of remes and illusions with your eyes until people say, oh, we see you have something good to tell. Why do you reveal to us what you have to tell? Continues the Ramban. I want to tell you another source. Also, I don't think I'm going to have time for it. Continues the Ramban. So that's the Aramaic. According to the Ramban, that's how Targum Unkus understands this lav. Now the Ramban says, what about in Lashon HaKodesh? Because that's lo seichu kurtzin ba'amach. Now I've explained to you what the Aramaic is and Targum Unkus' understanding of this lav. Now what about in Lashon HaKodesh? Aval b'Lashon HaKodesh, what about in the Hebrew tongue? Hayu koronosam hochei rachil. They were called those who go about peddlers. Mean, and he brings a proof from the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, the power of a peddler. Ki harochel holeich kol hayom. Because what does a peddler do? A peddler travels all day long. So today, most people that we know are not peddlers today, of wares, it's harder for us to understand this, but on the Lower East Side, in the early 1900s, they had pushcarts, and in Europe, they had pushcarts, and they went from place to place and town to town, and they peddled their wares. They bought some fabric here, they bought some cheese here, they bought eggs here, they went to the next town, and they peddled their wares in the next town. Ki oleich, ki harochel holeich kol hayom. A rochel is a peddler, and he goes about the whole day, konami kan, umikan, vaholechu mecher, b'makomosecher, b'kan, b'kan. He goes to this place, he goes to that place, he buys here, he buys there, then he goes to the next place, he sells in this different place, from here and from here. So in other words, he goes about peddling his wares the whole day. Kamoshom eskirna b'sein ezechol avracha, like the sages of blessed memory say in the Mishnah, rochlin ha-mechazrin ba'ayeros. Peddlers are those who go around to the towns. They circulate in the towns. V'zetam ba'mecha. And that's why the Pasuk says, lo seileich rechil ba'amecha. Do not be a peddler amongst your nation. Ki holeich b'rabim. A peddler is someone who goes about in the public. That's exactly what a peddler does. He goes from the market in this town buys somewhere, goes to the market of the next town, sells where this place he gets buttons, this place he gets thread, that place he gets fabric. He goes to the fourth place and he sells everything you need to buy a suit. I don't know, to make a suit, not to buy a suit. He gets eggs here and cheese here. He goes to the next place and he sells the eggs and the cheese. So he is someone who goes from town to town. And that's why it says, the Ramban is saying, why does it say Ba'amecha? It should just say Lo Sedech Rechil. Do not be a gossipmonger, period, with all the mafarshim that we have understood today. Why does it say, remember, every word in the Chumash is important? No, one word of Chumash is without intent. So why does it say, lo sedeich v'chil ba'amecha? It should just say, lo sedeich v'chil. Obviously, ba'amecha, what is it, talking about the Sonei Yisrael? Do I have to be careful about how I speak about Amalek? Yimach shman v'zichom, I have a mitzvah to erase Amalek from tachas ha-shamayim lo tishkach. So why is it not lost upon us that today is Yom HaShoah? Next week is Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzmud, Hashem Yirachem, Aleinu v'yoshienu, v'galeinu, b'karbim, here b'yaminu mamish. So why does it say, Lo Sedeich V'Chil, Ba'amecha? Ba'amecha is superfluous. Just say, Lo Sedeich V'Chil. I get the point. Don't be a gossipmonger, period. Of course you shouldn't be a gossipmonger. No. Ba'amecha means in public, amongst your nation. Why? Because just like a peddler goes in public, that's what it's adding for you here. V'zetam ba'amecha ki olech b'rabim. This is the reason the verse says, amongst your people, do not be a gossipmonger, because a gossipmonger goes amongst the public to obtain gossip, and to disseminate it to others. Ula have the bench name to differentiate between the peddler and the gossipmonger. Haya shem ze rochel poel. Listen to this. The name of the rochel, a peddler, is a verbal noun. It describes a person's actions. A person who peddles. Okay? Well, a person peddles kajus. There's nothing wrong with that. Unless he's also peddling the wares of Lashon Hara while he's peddling the kaji. So he's going around the town. That's a breakstone starter, a pushcart in the late 1800s by a family of immigrants, Jewish. And so they started. They had their pushcart that it became the cheese giant. Okay, so a rochel is someone who describes the person's action. He is one who peddles. The shame zeh, but the name of the gossiper, rachil. Rochel with a tzere, rachil with a chirik. The shame zeh rachil, shame to'ar ba'atzmo. But the word for a gossipmonger, a rachil, is an adjectival noun. In other words, it's a toar. It is a description of the person himself. The peddler, you are describing what he does. He's a peddler. The rachil, you are describing who he is. He's a gossipmonger. Yirmos Hashem ki b'nafsho hu v'alav tashuv. The name rachil, which describes the person, not his actions, indicates that the peddling of gossip is part of who he is. And ultimately, it will come back against him. So therefore, a rochel is a peddler. You are describing his occupation, how he makes a parnas, how he brings home a few kopecks for his family at the end of the week to buy a fish for Shabbos. A rachil, you're not describing the action, you're describing the person himself. So I have in Parshas Kedoshim, and come to a parsha that teaches us many common sense mitzvahs. But like someone said to me a number of years ago, Parshas Kedoshim, common sense is not common. Do you need to be told lo sekala cherish? Apparently. Do you need to be told pay a worker's wages on that day? Yes. Do you need to be told don't put a stumbling block before a blind person? Rise before an elder person. Don't hate your brother in your heart. Love your fellow like yourself. Love yourself. Don't take revenge and don't bear a grudge. Apparently, yes, we need to be told all of these things. Do we need to be told to take care of the poor in society, leave the corn in the field? Yes. Do you need to be told judge with righteousness and don't corrupt justice? Yes. And we also need to be told do not be a gossipmonger amongst your people. We learned Rashi, who explains that you are like a peddler who goes from place to place, from house to house, and you see what bad was done there, and you go and you spread it in the shuk. Rashi explained to us that you could change the chof with the gimel, because the sounds are made in the same place. Therefore, you are one who goes about gossiping. Rashi explained that it is a meal of winking, because that final bite of food where you wink to your fellow is an affirmation of what was said, and it is done through body language so no one else around you understands or hears what was happening. Then we look at the Aruch Chaim points out the question of the Zohar, and the Zohar teaches us that it's really redundant. Seilech Rachil, if Rachil is Rogel, then it's one who goes about. So what's the double lashon? So the Or Chaim suggested very beautifully that you cannot be the one who shows that you are enjoying what's being said. Because if you show you're enjoying what's being said, you're encouraging the speech. You are the one who goes about encouraging the one who goes about. You will be the Siba for his continuing to speak, and then it will be your sin. Don't be the one who goes about encouraging others who go about gossiping. And finally, we saw the Ramban, who explains both the Aramaic of Lo Seichel Kurtzrin, and also the Lashon HaKodesh of Lo Seidech Rachil Ba'amecha, and don't be one who elicits sounds from their voice, from their throat, without even saying words. And they are people who stand before groups of others in public, indicating through sounds or through body language that they have something to say, until they are encouraged to spill the beans and say what you have to say. The Rachman of Letzan, we bring terrible sorrows upon ourselves. I know our time is up, but it relates very, very much to the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, where the time period of Sefiros HaOmer, from place on a Hagu Kavod Zavazah, about 62b. It's not an accident that they died from Ashkara. And Ashkara is an inflammation of the throat, and it blocks the victim's power of speech. When we are engaged in these sins, we will be someone who stands ardently by over his brother's blood. And that's why the pasuk is Lo Seichel Rachil Ba'amecha, Lo Sa'amor Al Dam Re'echa, Ani Hashem. Then my brother to Rabbi David Amerikis, what should I do? Balashon Hara, Rabbi David Amerikis said, what do you mean, what should you do? Don't speak it. So as Rabbi Salavetchim, Seichel Tzadik of Recha, if you want to know what Lashon Hara is, anything you enjoy speaking about someone else's Lashon Hara, Rav Gershon Edelstein, Zecher Tzadu, Kalash of Rechus, Chushi Agen Aleinu, a man came to him and he said to Rosh Hashiva, what should I work on? Rav Gershon said, Shmir Salashon. The man said, should I learn Hilchus Shmir Salashon daily? Rav Gershon said, no, you don't have to do anything. Just don't talk. Because Baruch should help us to have the siyata d'shmaya, to integrate these limudim into our daily lives. And perhaps when we can integrate these ideas, speak positively, ba'amecha, you'll zocha to see the geula shlema b'karbim here being mamish for us, for Kaiso, for our land. I wish everybody a meaningful day and uplifting week. A Be'ezer Hashem, a lot of siyata d'shmaya. Kol tov, and thank you so much to all.